779 from 509.
Yeah, good morning, 509.
Well, how you doing this fine, chilly morning?
It's like, what, 27 degrees? Yeah, just off to do a floor job. So, I guess this is an early start. I'm usually way up earlier doing my work, but yeah, that's what I'm up to.
Okay. Well, I got 23 at my house right now, so yeah, trust me, I'm moving a little slow. I'm going to be putting in my radio in my van today, so be doing that here around 10 o'clock or so. We're going to go down to where Debbie works, and she's got a big building where we pulled inside to work on it out of the cold.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, for sure. Makes it a lot easier doing stuff out in the cold.
Yeah, especially when these brass monkeys are all shriveled up.
What'd you say? I couldn't quite hear you.
I said, yeah, even with these brass monkeys all shriveled up this morning.
Got my defrost on. I'm going to switch to portable so I can hear you. So I can hear you now pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool. So, anyway, well, I just heard you out and about. I thought I'd give you a call right quick.
Yeah, it looks like the sun's coming out.
Yeah. I think the high is supposed to be, what, 40 or 41 today? I think that's what I seen.
Probably because we got clear skies, I think. We got freezing fog. Do we have freezing fog? I don't know. I'm up above by the Blue Water Tower heading over that way, so it looks like maybe I'm full of it. Maybe a bit of freezing fog up north.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at the cameras yet today, so kind of moving a little slow, but I don't know where I'm at here at the house. I'm not sure if it's foggy or not. I can't really see around yet.
Yeah, not really. I just kind of glanced over that direction.
Right. Did you talk to 889 yesterday at all? I didn't hear him on the radio at all yesterday, so I was just curious.
I wasn't on the radio hardly at all yesterday. A couple of radio checks. I should have tested the simplex. I was out in the Keno area. Took my lunch break kind of by the canyon. I was thinking about doing that, but I kind of spaced it. I bet I could have hit you from there simplex.
Oh, when I was at the hospital yesterday?
Yeah, I was saying I could probably hit your base setup simplex from where I was at. I was kind of wondering. Then I remembered, I'm like, oh, yeah, I better not. So, yeah, I was thinking about that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't have real good service on the radio when I was in there getting at the hospital. I had In fact, I had two radios, and neither one of them seemed to be working very good, being inside.
Hopefully they didn't give me a dirty look at bringing a radio or something into the hospital. I know they can get that way with your cell phone and, you know, down in the ER, it's like cell signal is hard to get because it's pretty much, you know, almost a basement level ER up there. So, yeah, I've heard stories about people having their phones out and getting dirty looks from the staff, and I'm like, ah, geez.
Actually, I come across the one of the nurses that I had. Her dad was a ham radio operator. So she kind of, because I took my book up there to study while I was hanging out there, so, and we were talking about it and stuff, so, yeah, I tried to call out. In fact, I tried calling you, Simplex, but I didn't know that you were out and around yesterday.
Yeah, I was quite busy and only monitoring towards the end of the workday for the most part, yeah. Yeah, that's neat if get people that are into it. You know, explain to them about GMRS or other things. So it's nice.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you knew about the amateur age. You didn't know about the GMRS. And, talked to her about it and stuff, and she was kind of interested in it, so I don't know. I explained to her and then wrote down the website for her. That way she could go check it out.
Yeah, that too. I've been meaning to study more for the test and stuff. I just need to make it more of a priority because I've been studying and doing okay on the, you know, practice test, but it's always those questions that throw you for a loop if you're not prepared, you know. So I've been making a point to do that maybe tomorrow, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be really all right with the test that they got in each chapter, but I took one of the practice tests and I didn't do so hot on that, but there was a couple of things I think I misunderstood the way they worded it, and I think that's where they got me.
And that's the beauty of multiple choice questions, you know, you can get ones that kind of trick you and some that don't trick you.
Yep. Exactly.